Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, clouds on the increase along with a chance for rain developing, especially toward this evening. We'll have a high today in the low 60s. Kenosha right now is at 58 degrees. It's 58 in Burlington, 53 in Milwaukee, and 57 in Racine. A handful of residents who are going to be affected by the Foxconn project went to last night's Mount Pleasant Village board meeting, but just one of them spoke. Pat Peterson, who lives on Brown Road, says she knows now that her home is in the area designated as Phase 2, but that has not relieved all the anxiety that she and her husband are feeling about the possibility of having to sell their land.
It's also very hard to find a home to buy right now, and we all definitely want to move way west of here. Also, we heard prices will be raised because they know we'll all be looking. I only can hope you allow us enough time to move and leave our homes behind with one last look as we drive away.
Village President Dave DeGroote saying that everybody's relieved to finally be able to say something about the project officially, while the village board has worked to make sure that there are safeguards in place for taxpayers. Trustee Gary Feast noted the last line in the Pledge of Allegiance promises justice for all. He said that is what he wants for all the residents affected by Foxconn.
It is my sincere hope, and it is going to be my driving direction, that that sentence holds true for all of the residents that are going to be displaced by this. For various reasons, I have never been comfortable without any other statement but willing sellers and willing buyers, and I will stick by that gun through thick and thin.
After the meeting, President DeGroote and Trustee John Hewitt went and spoke at length with some of those affected homeowners. Take note that there is an open house coming up tomorrow at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall regarding Foxconn. That'll be at 4:30 in the afternoon, an open house-style forum, which involves no formal presentations. There will be displays. There will be time for question and answers, talking to officials about the various components of the Foxconn project. Now, ahead of last night's regular business meeting, the Mount Pleasant Village Board had a work session on the proposed 2018 budget, during which the trustees learned state numbers as usual and revenue and valuation will play a sizable role in figuring out the tax bills for December. Right now, the proposed tax rate would be about $7.29 per thousand assessed valuation compared to the $7.84 with the current budget year. The Foxconn project doesn't really impact 2018 that much. After that, though, well, that'll be another story. Components of the budget proposal for next year include the hiring of both an administrator and a human resources director, plus more overtime dollars in public safety. The village board going to get back to work on the 2018 budget next week. Meanwhile, the proposed 2018 budget from Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will be presented to the county board tonight at the start of the meeting at 6:30 at Eyes Grove. He'll be offering up maybe 20 minutes or so worth of comments on the county's finances. He'll also likely touch on the upcoming construction of the S.C. Johnson Aquatic Center at Pritchard Park, where little red flags now dot the landscape ahead of an official groundbreaking. Also, there'll be the most recent announcement about Foxconn. He'll touch on that. But many other components to the county budget in reference, in like public safety and human services, public works, just to name a few. Racine County, one of two areas that have been chosen as the first future regions by the Local Government Institute of Wisconsin. It's designed to help communities address long-term issues through intergovernmental collaboration. Here's more from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Launched in early 2017, the Future Regions Initiative is designed to promote intergovernmental collaboration, broad community engagement, accountability, and strategic foresight as a means to conquer communities' thorniest long-term challenges. It's a three-year effort that intends to fund up to 9 regional planning processes. LGI will underwrite up to 50% of the project cost. The participating communities are expected to contribute the rest. Racine County and multiple units of local governments within the county submitted a winning application to look at the long-term future of economic development. In a statement, Jenny Trick, the executive director of the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, says with the announcement that Foxconn has chosen Racine County as the location for its manufacturing campus, Racine County is poised for considerable growth. The other community chosen was the Chippewa Valley region. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Village of Sturtevant's continual committee meetings beginning at 6 o'clock tonight will include the Finance and Budget Panel on the 2018 proposed budget, also technology upgrades going forward. Burlington's Plan Commission meets at 6:30 tonight in council chambers, a couple of public hearings, and conditional use permit requests for two businesses, the Big R Store on Milwaukee Avenue, also Planet Fitness, also on Milwaukee Avenue. And you might remember back in March, Kenosha Alderman Scott Gordon had announced he was not going to be seeking re-election in the spring of 2018. Apparently some health-related issues at the time. Well, his health has apparently gotten better, and he's dropped some weight, according to officials. He's changed his mind, posting on his Facebook page, quote, "Many weeks of talking with my constituents, as well as family members and close friends, I have decided that I will seek re-election to a fourth term as alderman of the 11th District." A couple of gatherings last evening on the still-pending federal issue of immigration, one held in Racine, the other in Kenosha. Democratic 1st Congressional District candidate Randy Bryce, joined by Arizona Representative Ruben Gallego at a public town hall on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. It drew a crowd of several dozen to the gymnasium of the Dr. John Bryant Community Center. Meanwhile, in Kenosha, members of the groups, congregations, United to Serve Humanity, and Racine Interfaith Coalition had an immigration event at St. John's Lutheran Church. Linda Boyle, who's on Rick's Immigration Task Force, speaking about society's general lack of knowledge regarding the issue. New era for the Racine Bell Urban System, rebranded as Ride. It's Ride to Work Initiative Week. It's a little promotion trying to get people to maybe try the bus, or at least once. It kicked off at the Corrine Reed Owens Transit Center, where City Transit Manager Mike Meyerly told WRJN News, "You got plenty of bike to work promotions, but nothing really regarding Ride to Work."
And the purpose of it is just to remind people in the Racine area that the transit system is part of the local culture and part of the economy. We give rides to 1,700 people every day. That's over a million rides a year of people that are getting to work and getting to school. And that's an important role for us to play, and we're proud of that.
That promotion reaching out to folks, he said, in their market group for whom the bus might be an attractive alternative.
The routes are convenient, the times are right. Maybe they're trying to save some money, maybe they don't have a car, whatever their reason is. So we're trying to, market to those folks and, attract those riders.
As they're especially promoting Ride to Work with businesses, both large and small, even offering up some cost-saving incentives. More information at Ride, that's R-Y-D-E, Racine.com, and at Ride Racine. 5:30 meeting of the Racine Public Works and Services Committee at City Hall will include the state DOT's preferred alternative on the Durand Avenue project. This is the one from Kentucky Street east to Kearney Avenue in terms of any roundabouts, perhaps. That work, though, still several years away. A roundabout had been recommended for Durand Ave Memorial and a separate contract. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee agenda for its meeting at 5:30 at City Hall. That includes more discussion about creation of that due process board for hearing appeals about chronic nuisance properties as determined by the police chief, and eventually liquor license denials recommended by the committee. Note that the due process hearing by the licensing panel for the Riverside Inn is set to go October the 24th. Recommendation to the council was to deny that renewal application. Rexcon LLC is based in Burlington. It has been sold to Tennessee-based industrial conglomerate Aztec Industries for $26 million. Rexcon makes stationary and portable central mix and ready-mix concrete batch plants, concrete mixers, and paving equipment. It'll continue to operate as a subsidiary of Aztec in the same location with the same number of employees, about 70. According to BizTime, Aztec is the world leader in asphalt plant production equipment. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.